You're listening to Speak Free with Simon O'Connor, right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Well, it's that time of the show where we turn to community gems, that segment where we highlight amazing people, amazing organizations, particularly charities that are working in our community. And today's guest, today's organization is no different. So I'm joined by Jan Westrate of Home for All. So Jan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Oh, look, I am very excited to talk about what you do. As we say, Home for All, and a lot of people would instantly think, oh, this is a social housing provider, but actually you are working in a very important but distinct area. So give listeners a bit of a hint of what Home for All is and does.
Well, Home for All is a charity and a small charity that wants to provide care for people living in their early stages of dementia. But we'll do it slightly different as sort of the standard in New Zealand. We encourage people to come to home who live in their early stages of dementia to come to Home for All and to be part of a Home for All family. So what we, as you live with dementia, it's really important to use your brain as long as possible and to stimulate your brain as much as possible. And we believe that much of that stimulation is done by ordinary things in life, like cooking, caring for the garden, looking after animals, working in a workshop, doing things that you've always liked. And that is basically what Home for All does. We just provide that platform for people living in the early stage of dementia, doing the things that they like, and at the same time, meeting others as well to socialize, to have interactions with them. That's sort of what we do.
Oh, I think it's vitally important, even laying a few of my cards on the table. My beloved mother has got the stages of dementia kicking in, and you know, it says me, the layman, to you, the ability to interact with people, to actually do important, well, I suppose repetitive tasks like cooking and cleaning and interacting, important. But maybe we should take a step back first, because a lot of people will mix up at times dementia and Alzheimer's. Can you just give us a quick idea of what you mean by dementia, because I think most of us know the mind's got a bit funny, but do you want to, because you're the clinical man here, I think you've got a PhD in nursing, is that right?
Yes, I've got a PhD, but you know, I'm an ordinary person. That's the most important thing. You don't need to look after people, you don't need a PhD to look after people with dementia. I think what people with dementia need is ordinary people like you and me, because that's what they miss the most.
Well, give us the quick clinical sense, though, of obviously, because we're getting a lot more, it seems, dementia in New Zealand. But as I say, a lot of people in my experience interchanging words quite often between dementia, Alzheimer's. Just give us a quick sort of 101 on that.
So dementia is just the big umbrella for people with memory loss. And there are different types of dementia, and Alzheimer is sort of the biggest, largest group of Alzheimer. But also we have vascular dementia and Lewy body dementia. There are different types of dementia that come in, you know, in smaller percentages total. So it's just and memory loss is one of the overall. Say the first signs that people have, you know, sort of they forget, so to say, and that makes it life a little bit difficult, of course, sometimes for the surrounding. But we also have young onset dementia. So currently, for example, the restaurant that makes mistakes looks at people that in young onset, so they're under 65, and we cater for a couple of them as well. That come to Home for All, and people who are were in their working life but can't work anymore because of the dementia that actually kicks in, and you can imagine how that sort of affects the family, especially when they have children, or a husband or a wife. The relationship becomes completely different, you know. And so, yeah, so those are the broad aspect of dementia.
Well, thank you for sharing that. As I say, I found myself, even though I've been and visited many dementia wards over the years and dealt with different people, including family, I find myself, Jan, mixing up Alzheimer's and dementia. And having been a parliamentarian and a politician, I have a different form of dementia too, which is forgetting things when it's convenient. But that's a different story. So obviously, you're providing a different approach to care. I mean, I think of various dementia units that I've visited both here and overseas. Often people are just put in a secure place and well looked after, but they're not given the stimulus. And so is that much more of the focus for Home for All? Because when I've researched a lot of your work, there's a lot of activity that you're trying to generate.
Yeah. Well, I think it's important that we tell a little bit about the history. When we came to New Zealand in 2007 and we worked here for a number of years, we noticed there's this difference between what we do in the Netherlands, what is done in the Netherlands and in the wider European countries and New Zealand. And so we thought, hey, well, is it something to, and specifically in the area of dementia. And so we organized study tours for healthcare professionals in New Zealand to see, hey, is this something that you could benefit from? You know, ideas, suggestions, not that it's bad here, not at all. It's just, you know, it's just very sort of one shoe fits all approach. And so one of the things that is really booming business in the Netherlands since early 2000 is the green care farm model, where small scale, it's a small scale unit where between 10 and 15 people come on a daily basis to a daycare facility, which is usually in a farm type environment, but farm is not, you know, sort of 20,000, 20 cows or something like that. It's just small, some animals. There's a kitchen, there's a workshop, there's all sorts of activity, a garden, a vegetable patch, etc. So people who come there are involved in the daily activities on a farm type environment. And that's what we've created here at Home for All as well. So at Home for All, we have a house where we meet at 10 o'clock in the morning, where we have coffee with everyone. And we have a, you know, like you have coffee with your family, a chit chat. How was your day? They've probably forgotten already, some of them, but that's okay. That's fine. You know, we make up the story as we go. And then we have activities for an hour. We look after the chickens, look after the rabbits. We just got three little goats. They had name to look after. People go to the workshop. And then we have lunch midday. And we sit all around the table. And we just have pots and pans on the table, you know, like most people are used to. So it's not like on a tray and here's your food. No. It's just, and we have hot food, hot meal. So so it becomes really like a bit of a family life, you know, like a thing. And that's how we operate.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounded more like a family dynamic than something that's institutional. As I say, not that I'm clinical, I've just had to look after people over the years. And as you say, a lot of these places, as I'm about to say, it is the food served at a certain time on a tray in particular portions. So from listening to you, it strikes me that part of Home for All is always that social engagement where people talk and share, but there's something quite tactile, physical about it as well. You want people in the gardens or interacting with the rabbits and the chickens.
Yeah. And we're planting now, we're sowing the tomato plants and now we're planting them out. So maybe we have one of our visitors who is in her 80s and she does those maybe six plants the whole day, you know, she plants out, but that's fine. She just have an achievement, a sense of achievement. And we have a guy in the workshop who is making boxes for all the electrical tools that needs to be in boxes, you know. So it's providing people something to do that they enjoy, but also that the skills they have had in their life can actually use them. You know, we say you have to use it or lose it. But well, what we believe is that if you stimulate as long as possible the skills that you have, you kick the dementia in the future, the decline in the future as much as possible. That's what we want to achieve.
Well, I hope the lady planting the tomatoes is smarter than I am, Jan, because we have chickens as well. And my first attempt, I forgot to fence off said tomato plants. And let's just say they got wiped out in a heartbeat. So I'm sure she's smarter than I am. But can I just ask, with, again, every dementia patient or person, actually, that's probably the more appropriate word, can manifest differently. But I found a lot have their long-term memory. Like, they can remember their childhood remarkably well, but it's often the very short-term memory that disappears. So as you were talking about people doing things they love, I could imagine people who have been great gardeners or carpenters and very hands-on will love practicing those activities at your home for all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we have a young woman with us who's 52 and who is always helping in the kitchen. Now, she is well equipped to help in the kitchen, cutting the, you know, the onions or the cauliflower or whatever is necessary in making the hot meal ready. And that's what she enjoys, and she feels she really enjoys doing that, and sort of feels part of the family. So when we provide the food sitting at the table, we always say to her, "Hey, this is what she did, that's what Debbie did," you know. And I think, okay, wow, this is good, you know, sort of. And she grows by it, you know, and that's what we want to achieve. We want people to make, you see. When people have dementia, develop memory loss and dementia, their life becomes smaller and smaller and smaller. Because let's be honest, how many people did you have with dementia? Have you had a coffee this week? Yeah, not many. There are thousands in the Kapiti Coast area. There are over 1,000 people living at home with dementia, and we don't know because their life is really small. And the social life, and so when we can encourage them to socialize with other people and to talk with other people and to interact with other people, we actually stimulate their brain to a lot more, and which is all good for them, and it gives them a sense of quality of life.
Oh, look, again, you're the professional, and I'm not going to go too personal, because that's not what I do on radio, but with my mum who's got dementia, you've nailed it. The world gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And actually, it can be quite the challenge at times to try and engage and expand that, which is why a home for all is so important. But you nailed another point, of course, because listeners will be saying, where is this place? And so you said on the Kapiti Coast, so you're at Raumati, aren't you?
Yeah, we are at 146 Raumati Road. And so we have that's the property where we have home for all. Yeah.
And so sort of a final question before you let us know how we can find you also online or support your charitable work. How did you get into this side of healthcare? You've had quite a background in the medical healthcare space, and yet you've chosen dementia, which is, by the way, fantastic. There's so much need. But what drew you and your wife into this area?
Well, if you would have told us 15 years ago you're going to run a daycare facility for people with dementia, I would probably have said no way. But I think what drove is to see the absence of variety for people with dementia here in New Zealand. And we thought, I think the world is a bigger place than just New Zealand, and we can learn from other countries, and we can learn from what happens. And we know that the Netherlands and Europe is highly regarded in terms of their dementia care. So one thing leads to another, and we, when we saw not many people picking up these things, because we're the first one in New Zealand, we thought, you know what, we're going to do it ourselves. So that's why Marianne and I started Home for All, And I think with 40 years of healthcare behind under our belt, we should be able to do something good for people with dementia. So that's the
I think it's wonderful. As I say, I've got a personal sympathy for it for what family's going through. But I've worked with a lot of people over the years, and I just think what you're providing is so, well, life giving actually. Not just for that person, but for their family. So if people who are not on the Raumati coast, so to speak, want to find out more about you or support your work, how do they find you, particularly online?
Yeah, so we have a website called homeforall.co.nz, and it's home and then the digital four and then all. .co.nz. That's where our website that has our telephone numbers, our email address on it. So you can email us, you can phone us. We get every week we have, we get calls from people. So I assume that, you know, people can find us. If you want to have a check us out for, you know, just visit, just get in contact with us, and we'll just arrange a time for you to visit with the, preferably with the person that is affected by dementia. And then we can see whether, you know, he or she can come for 1 or 2 days a week at a place.
Oh, look, again, thank you, Jan, for, well, first and foremost, taking the time to come and chat with us this morning and to give a sense of what you're doing. Can I encourage the listeners to jump online, as I say, homeforall.co.nz, with the four being the number. So, Jan, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having us.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers, and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.